אני רוצה הלאה, למי שהיה צריך להיות אחר. מה?
אני רציתי
בסך
הכל להעביר את הסרט. כל החוקים שם כאילו סתם, מישהו זרק אותם.
בבקשה. אוקיי. סימן קוף עליו. דין חתיך היו לסקאבי דבו תסעיף. חתיך היו לסקאבי דינה כדריה דאפילו באלף לא בוטל. And the Rama continues, ואם הוא ספק, אם היא ראויה לסקאבד עלו, אז לינן לכולה. אפילו יסור דרייסה, namely, as the Taz point out in Sif Katan Beis, that just as the din of Beria, that Beria is enobatel as a din drabanan, so also the din of Chatichir lesekabed being enobatel is also a din drabanan. That's the easy way of learning, and that clearly is a shita of the Machaber and the Ramah. However, if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph, he says, "Ayem b'shelos yavitz chelok alav siman kuf nun ches sheherich bazeim hu davar chashuv eino batel hu minat Torah or rak midrabanan." As opposed to beria, which even though the concept of beria is midoraisa, as he pointed out in the Gemara in Makos, in terms of macholos asurus, eating macholos asurus the size of a beria, one gets malchus. Its extension to the world of eino batel is a drabanan, but in terms of davar chashuv itachin that this is a din doraisa. What does it mean, din d'oraisa? Where do we have a concept of davar chashuv, eino batel, in the Torah? So the makoros of the Shelas Yavetz are from the Mishnayis in Peah. That we have in Mishnayis in Peah, Mishnah Vav Vav, and Mishnah Zayin Aleph, Vav Vav, and Zayin Aleph, in terms of shichacha. That there are certain things that are left in the field that don't have a status of shichacha. Ha'omer shiyesh bo sa'atayim u'shchacho eino shichacha. And the Mekoros over there, both in the, as quoted from the Yerushalmi, are working off of psukim. That is a concept of shichachas kama, as opposed to shichacha and shichachas omer, namely that shichacha basically is a concept that something becomes batel. Ma she'ein kein, a lack of shichacha means it's a davar chashuv. It doesn't lend itself to shichacha. Doesn't lend itself to bitul. So in any case, the yitachen that the concept over here is the rice. We don't pass them that way, but there is such a shita. What are the criteria of chaticha shiulis kabed? So we see over here in Sif Beis, ein la din chaticha shiulis kabed ela im kein asura machmas atzma. Gon nevela baser v'chalav, as opposed to kibla ta'am, even if you hold that there's a din of chanan, there's no din of chaticha yulis kabed. The chaticha, the chefza shel isur, has to be royalis kabed, that's A. B, sif gimel, tarnagolus benotzasa shenis arva b'acheros b'teila, why shari'ena ru'uyilis kabed afnei ha'orechim kamo shehi? If something is choser, a tikun gadol, it lacks a tikkun gadol until it'll be roi lizkabed, that's not called chaticha haru'uya lizkabed. If in its present state it's not roi lizkabed, unless it goes through a serious processing, that's not called roi lizkabed. Those are the two conditions that are brought over here in Sifim Beis and Gimel. If one looks, as we did previously by Beria, in the Prima Gadim, in his Akdama, the Shar HaTarovis, this is in Chelek Gimel, Perek Beis, where he describes Chatichah Yulis Kabed, Beria, Shechashu Maskit Natirim. So he says, Chatichah Yulis Kabed, Tzorach Shisiyache Seloha Shnei Tanaim, Echad Shisura Machmatz Asma, that we saw in Zif Beis. Ha'bogua, even if we are Chanan, it's not Royal Yulis Kabed. Then he continues with the second condition, Shetehei Muchenet Bilti Tikun, it's currently prepared to be served to Orchim without being missing a Tikun. Avali Mochusar Tikun, Lohaya Ruya Lihiskabe. Then he continues, Amnamba Minchas Kohen, what we call the Sefer Ataroves, Hitil Arba Tnaim. He said there are four conditions, Shnaim Haniskarim, Vishnaim, Echad Shetehe Gedola Velo Kitana, as opposed to a beria, it depends on the natural size. Chatichah Lihiskabe has a requirement of quantity, Shetehe Gedola Velo Kitana. Beis she in disraska eina reuya lehiskabed. That's actually brought in the Machaber a little later in Sif Vav. Etc. Then already lo chashive, and it's no longer chatichir liskabid, it's no longer a beria. And the Prima Gaon surmises that the reason that the Mechaber gave two conditions, while the Minchas Kelein gave four conditions, that the Mechaber gave the two conditions in Sifim Beis and Gimel, because the other two conditions are much more subjective. That which would be roi l'iskabed as a steak in America, or that which would be roi l'iskabed as a steak in a restaurant in Eretz Yisrael, are two totally different concepts of how you would define roi l'iskabed. That already, I think, you probably have learned in terms of the thickness, in terms of the texture, etc. If they, like, didn't I order steak? Well, that is steak. And secondly, in terms of Nisrasku, that's also subjective. Namely, by Beria, if you have, we dealt with, let's say you have a chicken, and you simply cut off its leg, that's already no longer a Beria, but it still may be Roi L'Hiskabed, because normally the chicken is served without a leg. Masha Einkan, the other way around, if you have a chicken which is whole and you overcook it, it's still a beria, but it may no longer be roi l'iskabed. So, because it's already, it loses somewhat of its form by being overcooked. So therefore, when we're dealing with objective criteria, aser machmas atzmo, or chaser tikkun gadol, that's what the Mechaber quotes. Gadol katan, nisrasek shalei, those are more subjective criteria. Those are, they may be criteria, but the Mechaber doesn't put them on the same level, because they're very much totally on the circumstances. Okay, where we do have a machlokas, which has a lot of relevance, halach l'maisa, is in terms of this concept of chaser tikkun gadol. The example the Mechaber gives of chaser tikkun gadol is a tarnagolet which is feathered, a feathered tarnagolet which is raw. That is considered to be chaser tikkun gadol. You're not going to serve it to the table until you A, defeather it, and B, cook it. Masha from the Mechaber, that were it to be defeathered, were you to have a chicken the way you get pick up a chicken in for Shabbos, right? That it's a chicken which is basically whole, it's basically defeathered, right? As opposed to in America, but it's basically defeathered. It just reminds you that it's really part of the Olam HaChai. It's basically defeathered, but it lacks cooking. According to the Mechaber, let's just see what he says. The afal pi she'achar she'nisarva hesiru hanotza, then since it's not yet mevushelet, it's considered to be not yet a chatichar l'iskabed. And the Ramah says that I agree with the Mechaber, except for the tarnagolet benotzasa de mechuseret maise gadol noagim ba, shehi b'teila, that the Ramah points out that when it's still in its feathers, then it's mechusar maise gadol. But if it only lacks cooking, then it's a chaticha haruya l'iskabed. Then it's a chaticha l'iskabed. Namely, what would happen if in the chicken shlachtois, in the shlachtois of the chickens, there were to be a chicken that were to be shechted and to be found a treifa, and all these chickens now undergo a defeathering, and the treifa is now mixed in all the other chickens, we have no idea where it is. Do we say afilu be'elef lo batel, because it's already been defeathered, or do we say that since it's still mechusar ma'ise gadol, it still lacks bishul, then it's not, then it can be batel? I said it's a machlokas, Mechaber and Ramah. So the Mechaber paskins that Bishul is not a Maise Gadol, and that this, the Mechaber paskins, I'm sorry, that Bishul is a Maise Gadol, and therefore this is Batel. And the Ramah paskins that Bishul would not be a Maise Gadol, if it only lacks Bishul, it's not a Maise Gadol, and that therefore this would be a Chatich Rulis Kabi. Namely, Ashkenazim would be machmir in this situation much more than Sfardim. So Rav Avadia has such a tshuva, which he paskins like the Mechaber Lekula, that the moment that the chicken is, as long as the chicken is raw, be it feathered or defeathered, it's not a chatichar l'iskabed, as long as it's raw. Well, according to the Ramah, A feathered chicken is not royalis kabed, but a defeathered chicken is royalis kabed, even when it's raw. So over here, the you know, it's by the Sfardim, it's a tremendous kula. Because it happens occasionally that things get confused in a shlachtos, and then the question is, how much has to be either thrown away or put on the non-kosher side, etc. Okay, that's basically what we have over here in Siman Kuf Aleph, leaving aside the various details of the cases. Oh, but the chid, I mean, why am I saying that it's a chiddush that the Ramah paskins, I mean, that Rav Avadya paskins like the Mechaber? I mean, of course Rav Avadya paskins like the Mechaber. Because within the Mechaber, there's a stira. Look over here in Sif Ches. Kurkavan shenimtza nokuv. We have a hole in the kurkavan, means that this kurkavan comes is treif. Venis arva osa tarnagolas, and the tarnagolas this kurkavan came from got mixed in with others. So what do we do? Midamin shuman shebe kurkavan l'shuman hatarnagolas shel makom hachibur hakurkavan im domin legamri machshirim haacheros. That we have a problem over here that basically these tarnagolot are roi lehiskaved. So we have an eitza match the kurkavan to the tarnagolas. It has to exactly, if it fits in, we say, this is a match, we'll take out that tarnagol, and all the rest will be mutter. Had we not been able to match it, smashan from the mechaber, we would have had a problem. Or the next case, rosh keves, shenimsa trefa. Let's say they decided to do a dissection of the brain of the keves and found out, wow, this keves is trefa. Below noda me'eva is a kevesi. We have a box of 100 heads, and we don't know which, you know, how to match these, how, you know, like from what keves did it come from. So what do? The kifu harosh letzavar shechad akvasin. If we could match it, and nimtzu chatichos domos u'mechuv nasiyava, yesh lismo chalzeh lahatir acheros. Again, the assumption is that without this matching, we would have a problem of chaticha yolus kabed. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about when it's in its raw state. And the assumption of the mechaber over here is that were we not to be able to match, we would have a problem. Just 1 second, Shimon. We would have a problem of chatich riulis kabed. This is pointed out by the Pisrei Tshuva Sidkatan Zayin. Ayin shelos tshuva shemesh tzedaka shehiksha divrei mechaber sastri hadadi kan v'chein besiman she'achar zein sifim zayin and ches mashma ha'enam domos. If we couldn't match the korkavon or we couldn't match the head, asuros. But what are we talking about? Hakan Mairi bekvasim shleimim v'gam tarnagolas nira de Mairi shehi chaya. It's still raw because lachar bishul. There's no way of matching something after bishul. Everything changes shape after bishul. Changes shape. It changes color. So the only way you can match it is if it's raw. And yet in Siv Gimel the Machaber wrote that as long as it's raw, then it's mechusar bishul. It's lo chashiva ruilis kabe dam kenim avushelas. So there are all sorts of answers, but because we have a stira in the Mechaber, the chiddush is that though we have the stira, the cholzot Rav Avadya paskins lehakel like the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, as opposed to what's mashma from the Mechaber Sif Ches and Tes, that he agrees with the Rama. Yes, Shema.
If they are raw, then there shouldn't be any tongs. They shouldn't even need bitulim. They're just tenchi.
Yavish be yavish. Yavish be yavish generally would be batel berov. We have yavish be yavish, min bimino, it's batel, what?
Let's say you don't have rov. Now you match it up, you take out the bad one, and all the rest are okay without it.
What do you mean you don't have rov? We're talking in a shlachtos. In other words, nisarva osa tarnagolos im achirot. The moment you have achirot, it means you have rov ksherim and miut trefa. So what's the problem? If it's yavish be yavish, and it's min bimino, who has to match up the korkavan? So kaner'eh, the assumption over here is that we have that these tarnagolot are considered to be ru'uyot l'iskabed. That's why we have a problem. But we're talking over here about if we can match it up, then the assumption is we're talking about raw tarnagolot, raw kvasim. And the Mechaber said by raw tarnagolot and raw kvasim, it's not a chatiru l'iskabed. That's a stira within the Mechaber. So even though we have such a stira, and Rav Avadya deals with it, he paskins like the lekula, like the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Yeah?
It's really a side issue. Yeah. But if the Sfarim passing something is okay, so what can Ashkenazi go to his house and let's say it came specifically from this case, can he eat it?
You're correct, these are very real issues. So if let's say you're invited to a Sephardi's house, if I were to be invited to a Sephardi's house on Pesach, I would not be able to eat kitnios, even though for him it's mutter to cook and etc. But it doesn't mean I can go against my minhag of eating it. But if we're dealing, let's say, where I go to a Sephardi's house for Shabbos, and there's a bottle of wine on the table with a metal twist-off top, so Rav Avadya Yosef Paskins at Sephardim are allowed to open the metal twist-off tops. By Ashkenazim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosef, they all Paskin that it's a problem of Metaken Kli to open it. So I can ask him to open it. In other words, I can ask him to open it in order for me to eat it. Namely, that if the Easter over here is a Maisa, so then the Ashkenazi could be somach on the Maisa of the Sephardi. If the Easter is a Cheftza, so it's not going to help the Ashkenazi what the Sephardi does. So the question over here, in terms of Beitel Barov, is would you define this as a Maisa, where it's let the Sephardi be Mevatalit, L'shitato, and then it's Mutter, or the bottom line is that I have over here a problem in the Cheftza, where it's that doesn't allow for Beitel. That would be the Chakira over here. How would we view this the heter of Beitel Barov? Is this under the realm of Maisim or under the realm of Chafatzim? That would be the real Afkamina. Okay. Generally, in Shlach Toizis in Eretz Yisrael, they try to be Yotzei Kol Hadeos on both directions. Namely, if something is going to be glut, it'll be glut Beit Yosef. Right? No, it's a... If something is in other words, that even though the Ramah has heterim, but if you're going to call it glat, then it has to be glat according to the chumras of the Beit Yosef. We saw machlokot in terms of shihia, drasa, etc., between the Ramah and the Machaber, in terms of a miyud basra. So even the Sfardim are machmir, you know, in terms of miyud basra, if that's the Ashkenazi chumra. Namely, we try and take the chumras of each side. But that's when things are, you know, have a hashgacha. That would be hashgacha klalit. Were you to have something that has a hashgacha pratit of an individual Sephardi rav on an individual shachtais, then you would have a very big nafkamina. Okay, let's move over to Siman Kuf Beis. Siman Kuf Beis din davar sheyesh lematirin. Kol davar sheyesh lematirin can gombeitza shenolda biyom tov shiria lamachar in this arva ba'acheros. Bein shlema, bein trufa. Here there's no need of shlemus that we saw by Beri and Chiyuri Liskabe. Eina b'teila, afilu be'elef. And not only that, v'afilu safek im nolda b'yom tov, then asuras. As opposed to Beri and Chiyuri Liskabe, where we were makel in the din of safek, here we are machmir in the din of safek. And as opposed to Beri Chiyuri Liskabe, where there's no difference between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, over here, Nisarva be'ena mina v'teila v'shishim. So we have, and up to now we were going Beri Chiyuri Liskabe, basically in the same parsha. We have slightly different criteria, etc., basically in the same parsha. Dover Shesha Matirin is a new world. It's a new world, which we're dealing on the level of certainly an Iser Drabanon, but we have over here, Becholzot, chumras and kulos. We have a chumra in the world of safek, that even though classically safek jabon lahakel, we don't say that by davar sheyesh lematirin. And even though normally rabbanim were machmir, we don't distinguish min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, here we distinguish the kula that will be mekil and min b'sheino mino. So the question is, what's behind this distinction? So here we have two alternate ways of viewing davar sheyesh lematirin, and we're going to have to explain according to each way. The classic way of saying davar sheyesh lematirin, classic meaning, if you want to call it balabatish way, of saying davar sheyesh lematirin, is Rashi. Look in the Taz Sifkat and Aleph, davar sheyesh lematirin, mi da'araisa chad betray batel, dechziv achrabim lahatos, v'ichmiru rabbanon, davar sheyesh lematirin is a chumim mid rabbanon, Hoil the Yeshua Matirin La Acharzman Lo Yechlenu Bi Isuro Ayede Bitul. Rashi, Perakama de Beitza. Namely, using our terminology, Bitul Barov is a Hachra'a. It's a way of dealing with a situation that Rabbanan gave us in order to be able to make our lives easier. The Torah gave us to make our lives easier. The Rabbanan came along and said, you can only use this patent of the Torah in a situation where we are stuck with this problem forever and ever. Namely, if I'm going to have this problem today, tomorrow, and the following day, then I can use Beitel Barov. However, if my problem is only temporary, or it's today, but tonight I won't have a problem because the Iser is going to disappear, tonight, the moment that Shabbos goes out, this Easter of Muktzah is going to disappear. Why use a hachra'a of Akreb Mulahatos? Let's just wait until the Easter self-destructs. And then we won't have a problem. Namely, a little more self-control to take the din of Bitul Barov and only use it as a last resort. But if we have other resorts, like waiting, which is a very, very simple resort, let's just wait. So then the halacha is wait. So Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim tells us wait until the Easter will self-destruct rather than use Bitul. That's Rashi's understanding. Okay, let's take the two exceptions according to Rashi. Let's just follow through. So we have, what if we have a suffix if this is a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim? I have a beitza. I don't know whether it was hatched, it was laid on Friday, or whether it was laid on Shabbos. So can I say over here, Safek Rabbanan Lekula? So Rashi will say, Hu Hadin. That where Rabbanan say, Safek Rabbanan Lekula is also Hachra. One Hachra is Akharev Lahatas. Safek Rabbanan Lekula is also Hachra. Why use a Hachra? Why use a last resort if I could just wait? So the same way that I don't take advantage of the Torah's stature of Akharev Lahatos if I can wait, I don't take advantage of the rule of Safek Rabbanan Lekula if I can wait. And I would say that over here, it's Lashitato. This is a hemshech. We don't use hachra'os. We don't use last resorts if there we have an alternate resort of waiting. One last resort is Bitul Barov. Another last resort is Safek Drabanan Lekula. We don't have to come on to it. Just wait and the Easter will self-destruct. What about the difference between Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheino Mino? So here, both the Taz and the Shach quote a Torah Schatos, very, very enigmatic Torah Schatos. Look in the Taz Sivkatan Hey, Hatam Kasafti Le'el B'Siman Kuf Alef Sivva B'Shem Toras Chatos, Lefi She'ein HaHeter Acharkach Nikra Al Shem HaIsur Ela Al Shem HaTa'aroves She'ne'esar. That's it. Ein HaHeter Acharkach Nikra Al Shem HaIsur Ela Al Shem HaTa'aroves She'ne'esar. Or the same thing is said by the Shach in Sifkatan, the Shach, in Sifkatan Dalid, thank you. Ah, there it is. Afagav Dunyan Beria Thirilis Kabit Ein Chiluk Ben Yisarva Bemina O Shelo Bemina Shaini Hocha She'ein HaChashivus Mitzad HaIsur Atzmo Ela Me Achar She'ilo Heter Achar Kach Lo Ratzu Chachomim She'isbatel. However, kol shenis ariv b'she'eno mino, eina heter nikra al hadover ha'asur, ela al shem hadover shenis ariv bo. Have kemi she'en lo matirin. Kach klas of Torah Schatos, kal mem dinva. What is this enigmatic, it's like a sphinx-like statement. What does it mean? So, there's a prisha alatar in Siman Kuf Bey, Sifkat and Gimel, who explains the Torah Schatos as follows. That this goes back to the difference between a bitul in a world of min b'mino as opposed to a bitul in a world of min b'she'eino mino. A bitul in the world of min b'mino is based on rov, 2-1. We have 2-1, we simply have quantity. We have a quantity of heter. That quantity of heter allows us to eat the Easter. How? Achra b'mulahatos. That's what we call a hachra. Namely, there's no rhyme or reason behind it. The Torah allows us to go after the quantity. Ma she'en kein, when we're dealing with min d'she'eno mino, whether you learn like the shach, that's a din of bitul b'ta'am, or whether you learn like the Ramah, that when you have a ratio of 1 to 60, then we have a dissipation of the Isur, the Isur dissipates and loses its identity, it's not as though we have an arbitrary heter, we have no Isur. The Easter has disappeared. The Easter has lost its identity because it's batel b'shishim, and therefore it's nikra al shem hata'aroves. The Easter self-destructed and no longer has an identity. And if we ask, what do we have over here? Previously, I had nevela fell into vegetable soup. Now I have just vegetable soup, not because of a hachra of achra b'lahatos, but rather because the nevela divided and self-divided and self-divided to the point where it lost its identity. It can't be tasted, it can't be seen, it can't be felt, it's no longer there. So, when do we say, according to Rashi, that I should wait I should wait rather than use a hachra'a, which is arbitrary. Why use an arbitrary hachra'a of achram lahatos if I can wait? But min b'sheino mino is not an arbitrary hachra'a. Min b'sheino mino is a svara. There's no Easter here currently. So why should I wait? Why should I wait? There's no Easter to talk about. The Easter has lost its identity. It's nikra al shem hataroves. It's not nikra al shem atzmo. It's not as though I have nevela and I have chicken soup and poof, my nevela turned into, you know, or it's my nevela halachically turns into chicken soup, but rather my nevela b'mitzius lost its identity, and therefore all I have over here is chicken soup. In other words, it's not a matir, it's simply there's no Easter. So waiting will serve as a better substitute for bringing in a matir, for bringing in a hachra. But if we're dealing with a mitzius, with a svara, so why wait? There's no Easter here to begin with. That's basically, you know, we use this distinction, as you recall, to distinguish between yavish b'yavish and lach b'lach, back in our hakdama. But the same distinction can also be used to distinguish between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. Parallel distinction. Okay? So according to Rashi, Dabar Sheshel Matirim is this svara, why use a patent of a hachra, of achra b'mlahatos, if we can wait? Hu hadin, why use safek drabanim lekula if we can wait? But that's only if it's a hachra. But if we have a metzias of bitul, namely that the Easter is not here currently, so why wait? And that's what we have in min b'sheino mino. So we limit Dabar Sheshel Matirim to min b'mino. This is Rashi. Let's move over to the other side of the equation. That's the Ran. That's what's quoted over here in the Taz Sif Katan Hey. Again, I'm just repeating where Beginak spoke about, for those who were in his Chabura, on Dabar Sheshel Matirim. The Ran says as follows. We have a Shita, which is a according to most Rishonim, a Da'as Yochid of Rav Yehuda, that min b'mino eino batel. The problem is Rav Yehuda quotes a pasuk. Dam hapor v'dam hasoir. Dam and dam is min b'mino. And min b'mino, according to Rav Yehuda, the moment the Torah is telling us, even though the quantity of dam hapar exceeds the quantity of dam hasoir, and therefore we should have a din of achra b'mlahatos, the Torah says no. Dam hapar v'dam hasoir. Namely, that kaner'eh, min b'mino eino batel. We don't apply the rule of bitul to min b'mino. That's exeras hakosuv of dam hapar v'dam hasoir. What do Rabbanan do with that pasuk? So what Rabbanan say is, we agree with the principle. The principle is that when you have two likes, when you have two things that are similar, rather than having bitul, we have that each of them feed on the other. That, those of you who were in Scott Goldberg, right, his name? Lecture yesterday, they spoke about that when you put a lot of problem kids together, right, they feed on each other. You know, is that every one of them now absorbs all the problems of the other one, and they're much worse off than had we integrated them into a normal setting. So over here also, likes and likes are not batel. Likes and likes are going to feed on each other, and they are going to reinforce their situation rather than being mitbatel one with the other. The principle we agree with, but the application is what's off. To have a like and a like, it's not enough to have two things that are similar in mitzius, like dam and dam. You also need that they be similar in halachic status. Namely, dam par and dam soir are both similar in halachic status. They're both heter, and as such, so when you have two things that are similar in halachic status and that they are min b'mino in physical status, that's what's not batel. That's where we have the reinforcement. But were we to have isur in heter, even if it would be similar in mitzius, if we were have a piece of nevela, which is mixed in with 10 pieces of basar kasher, then we wouldn't say min b'mino eino batel. We have isur in heter. So we only apply the principle of a lack of bitul when you have a combination of similar mitzius, dam and dam, and similar halachic status. Both of these are ro'i to be brought on the mizbeach, so when you have that, one is not batel in the other, but rather they reinforce their individual identities. That's how the Rabbanan say, that's what we do with the pasuk. However, according to Rabbanan, according to the Ran, if we have an isur, which potentially is heter, we have a temporary Iser, which is going to turn into Heter, and that Iser, which is temporary, falls into Heter, we're going to view that as Heter v'Heter midrabanan and say there's no Bitul. Namely, that the din of Davar Sheish L'Matirin is working off of the following distinction. That when we have min b'mino, heter b'heter, this is not batel. According to, if we have min b'mino, iser b'heter, this is a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. According to Rav Yehuda, eino batel. According to Rabbanan, this is batel. Rabbanan say to Rav Yehuda, we agree with the principle that when you have two things that are similar, they're not batel. That's what we say. If you have min b'mino, heter v'heter is not batel. But this is iser v'heter. The moment you have iser v'heter, according to Rabbanan, it's batel. Okay? We don't pass on to Rav Yehuda. Let's leave him out of the equation. So Rabbanan say, this case is not batel, this case is batel. What if we have a middle-of-the-road case? We have min b'mino, and we have isur beheter. Isur beheter in quotation marks. Namely, we're dealing over here something which is ka'et isur v'yeheter. So, Rabbanan say, midrabanan, this is not batel. Midrabanan, this is like heter beheter. Mido raisa, this is iser beheter, it's batel. But midrabanan, don't view this iser by its current state, view it by its future state. And so it's like heter beheter. Min b'mino, heter beheter, is not batel. This is the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin, eino batel, according to the Ran. Anyway, that we're dealing over here, not a balabatish asvara of waiting, but rather, halachically, we view the davar sheyesh lo matirin in terms of its future. And so it's not iser beheter, it's heter beheter. The moment you have min b'mino, heter beheter, it's not batel. So according to the Ran, we understand the unique halachos of davar sheyesh lo matirin. A, it only applies to min b'mino. Only min b'mino, quotation, iser beheter, is not batel. Because it's similar in physical attributes, and it's similar enough in halachic status. But were we to have min b'sheino mino, that's different physically. Doesn't get in that's batel. When you have opposites, min iser and heter, that's certainly batel. Over here, we're dealing with when you have opposites, min b'sheino mino, it's certainly batel. Only over here we have the combination of min b'mino. It's quasi-heter, beheter, that's the chiddush that it's eino batel. Okay, so that's A. B, what if we have a safek if this is usur in the first place? So kal v'chomer it's heter, beheter. If we have a vaday iser, which will turn into a heter, that's heter, beheter. If we have a safek iser, maybe it's really heter. So it's kal v'chomer will say eino batel, because safek iser, we have a safek iser, which is going to turn into heter. Kal v'chomer. Now it may be mutter. And even if it's asur, it's going to be mutter. So kal v'chomer, when we have a subject, that we're going to apply the principle of davar sheyesh lo matirin. So according to the Ran, the criteria makes sense. According to Rashi, the criteria makes sense. So the machlokas between them, we'll see in nafka mina, but basically the dinim of the machaber and the ramah can work out according to the machaber and the ramah. And the Ran. The dinim of the Machaber and the Ramah can work out according to Rashi and the Ran. You can follow through according to each of them. Each of them have the same Gemara in front of them. They just gave a different explanation for the same set of criteria. Okay? So let's go back to the drawing board. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin kagon beitza shenolda b'yom tov shiriyah l'machar nesarva b'acheres bein shlema bein trufa. This is not a din of chashivus, so it's shlemus is irrelevant. Eina b'teila afilu be'elef. According to Rashi, why use an arbitrary hachra weight? According to the Ran, this is considered to be quasi-heter, and so we have over here min b'mino heter beheter, which is not batel. Afilu safek im nolda b'yom tov, according to Rashi, why use a hachra of safek d'rabanan lekula? According to the Ran, kal v'chomer, this is heter beheter. It may even be heter now. The im nisarva b'shein amina b'teva b'shishim. According to Rashi, this is not an arbitrary hakra. This is the metzius. The iser self-destructed, no longer exists currently. So why wait? There's no iser now. According to the Ran, this is min b'shein amino. Here we have a contrast. When you have a contrast, that's when we have bitul. When the whole concept of reinforcement is when you have similarities. Okay. Says the Rama, Miu im libnu bo ma'achal o nasno b'kedera letakena kedera kagon shemal uha b'tarnagoles. Then we say, eina b'tela. That's not considered to be min b'she'eno mino. Again, it loses its identity of eino mino, and it turns into the mino. And so we have, again, min b'mino, quasi iser beheter, quasi heter beheter. That's why it's not bato. So, Sif Beis. Sif Beis, Yesh Misha Omer, Shelo Amru Dover Shesh Lamatirin, Elokisha Matir Osid Lavo Al Kol Panim. We're dealing with a ticking clock, which is going to keep ticking and the alarm is going to go off. Oh, Im Hamatir Biyodo La'asoso Belo Hefseid. It's in man's hands, but it's something which is no sweat. Aval davar she'eno biyado, ve'eno vaday she'yavo hamatir. If this heter may not come, eino bedin davar she'esh lamatirin. According to Rashi, what would we waiting do? Maybe it won't come. According to the Ran, this is not quasi heter. In other words, this iser may remain aser. Gafikach. But the problem is the rule makes sense. Problem is the example. Lafikach beitza shel safek treifa shenis arva ba'acheros. Let's say we have a chicken that we're not sure if it's a treifa or not. Let's say it's like the goat we had here that was limping. Let's say we have a limping chicken. We have this chicken that limps around and it lays an egg. Now, if the chicken is a treifa, the egg is a treifa, and this egg gets mixed in with the other eggs. Beitza shel safek treifa shenis arva ba'acheros. Eino b'din do sheish lamatirin, ein hamatir b'vadai ve'eino b'yodo. In other words, we don't know what's going to happen when we shech this chicken. Are we going to find that it was a treifa or it wasn't a treifa? So if we were certain that we'd find it's a treifa, then it's a matir certainly going to come. But we don't know. Maybe it'll turn out that it is a treifa, like by the goat. Maybe it'll turn out that it is a treifa, and then this is not a dava sheish lamatirin. What's the problem over here? Is this a case of Dovah Sheish Lamatirin where you have a suffix treifa and you're not sure if it's going to turn out to be a treifa or not? Is that Dovah Sheish Lamatirin? Right. It's either always mutter or it's always usser. We have a problem. We don't know. We didn't check where the bone is broken. We don't know whether the bone is broken above the knee or below the knee. But if the bone was broken above the knee, it means it's usser now. If the bone was broken below the knee, it's mutter now. It's not as though now we have an iser and it's going to become mutter, maybe. This isn't the davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin means we have something which currently is usser. It's muktzah. Comes along motzei Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. We have a neder, which certainly is usser. We go to the chacham and he's matir it, it becomes mutter. We have chametz, which currently is usser. Wait till motzei Pesach and it's mutter. That's a davar sheish lamatirin. Beitza safek treifa. That's not a davar sheish lamatirin. That's simply, we don't know what the status of the chicken is. Either it's us or mutter. It's not my question. Look in the Ber Heitev over here. Sifkat on Dalid. Sifkat on Hei. Hiksha Rav Moshe Milavuv. Lama kosaf ha-machabir lefi she'en ha-matir bevadai. Hodin zed ha-safek treifa lo shayach klal ledavar sheish lamatirin. Mishum degabe beitza shenolda biyom tov. Shapir shayach lo marshu davar sheish lamatirin. Achshav hu asur. Lemachrasu yamutar. Beitza safek treifa? Afim aheter yebi yodo o shiyavo bevadai, mikomakam nisariv bacherim, dinhu shiyavata manavshach. Im tiye treifa, then the beitza lo yihayad roshesh matirim at all. Ha beemes treifa hi, veroishet is batel. Im yitiye kshera, im ken lo nesra ha beitza liyolam, davishesh lamatirim lo shayach, ela im hu achshav aser, ulasid lavo yemuter. That this is apples and oranges. This is the wrong example for the right rule. The rule makes sense. But the example doesn't make sense. So it's very, very strange that on this Sif Beis we have no shachs and no tazes. You know, it's as though this is a dover pashut. This is a half-life of a fella. We don't understand the machaber was talking about. So kanir'eh, the shach and the taz assumed what the ber heitev is going to answer. V'nirali latareitz, the machaber ayrikan, mi beitza shel safek treifa, shenolda biyom tov gamkein. We have a double whammy. A, this beitza is mukta. And B, it's also laid by a safek treifa. We have a beitza laid by a safek treifa on yontif. And now, our question is, what's going to help us to wait until Motzei Yontif? We'll wait until Motzei Yontif, the Iser Trefa will fall off, but we wait until Motzei Yontif, the Iser Muktzah will fall off, but who says the Iser Trefa is going to fall off? That's our suffix. And that's where we have our problem. Im kein, avshe tiyet harnagolet ksheira acharkach, in komakam ha-beitza asura hayom, shenolda biyom tov, v'salko daitach im osa beitza nisarva biyom tov, lotis batal be'elef, mishum shiyesh lochul shema tiyet harnagolet ksheira, Namely, if it was only a problem of a beitza suffik treifa that was born during the week, that has nothing to do with davar sheyesh lo matirim. But when we're dealing with a beitza born on yontif, and it's also a suffik treifa, here we have the machaber telling us that it won't pay to wait. We don't view this as a quasi-heter, because maybe it's going to turn out to remain usur as a treifa. This is the approach of Rav Moshe Milavuv. In the Pisrei Tshuva, he quotes a Tshuva Semach Tzedek that disagrees. Ayein b'tshuva Semach Tzedek. The beitzas treifa shenolda b'yom tov. In other words, the Semach Tzedek didn't understand the Mechaber this way. He was asked the question, what's the din of a beitzas treifa shenolda b'yom tov? Vinis arva. Is it a davar sheyesh lo matirim or not? Because maybe after Yontov won't be mutter. So the Semach Tzedek says, Mikol makom vaday shiyavu lidei heter ktsas achar Yontov, yistalek iser hakolel dahainu nolad, v'chol ma she'efshar lemevad beheter avdinan. That we distinguish between the two areas. We say that since in the world of mukta, this is a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and the only thing which stands in our way is the fact that maybe we have an external problem of treifa, that doesn't affect its davar sheyesh lo matirim. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, which has a side issue that it may be a treifa. But it doesn't take away from the fact that on the level of mukta is davar sheyesh lo matirim. Now we have machlokas between Rav Moshe Milavuv, quoted by the Ber Heitev, and the Tzemach Tzedek, what happens when we have a coincidence of mukta and treifa, mukta and safek treifa, is that a problem that this is not a davar sheyesh lo matirim, because the matir is not osid lovo akol panim, or we distinguish, we say, on the level of mukta, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. On the level of treifa, that's a side inyan, but that doesn't affect the fact it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and afilu be'elef lo batel. What is this machlokas? So the Prima Gadim in the Hakdama, if we go back to the Hakdama of the Prima Gadim, says that this machlokas is totally in the Ran and Rashi. The Prima Gadim, davar sheyesh lo matirim, he mentions the conditions of davar sheyesh lo matirim. He mentions the machlokas between Ran and Rashi, and he says, "Hinei nafgamina bein shnei ha-ta'amim would be a beitzas treifa shenolda biyom tov v'nis arva l'Rashi lo batel, mashenken according to the Ran, it would be batel." Namely, that according to Rashi, we would say that Tzemach Tzedek is correct. Namely, that on the level of mukta, why eat this beitza today? Wait till tonight, mukta will go away. We have another problem that may not go away. Who cares? At least let us, you know, it's like, why use bitul to get rid of the problem of mukta? Time will get rid of the problem of mukta. Mashenken, according to the Ran, the question is, do we have over here an object which is quasi-heter, which is like heter beheter? So since we have this issue of treifa as well, this is not an object which we'll call quasi-heter. This object may not turn into heter. This object may remain iser, and when we have iser v'heter, we have a contrast, and that is considered to have a din of bitul. Namely, that according to Rashi, that we're dealing over here, don't use hakra'ot when you can wait, so we can distinguish. Don't use a hakra'a to allow for the heter of mukta. Let's wait. What about the problem of treifa? That's a different problem altogether. But in terms of mukta, we can differentiate. Mashenken, according to the Ran, it's not a question of waiting to remove a problem. It's a question, what is the status of this egg? Is this egg quasi-heter, because it's going to become heter, or not? So if there's another factor involved, that the egg may not become heter for whatever reason, then this egg we can't view as quasi-heter, and then it's not heter beheter, and it's not a davashesh lamatir. So the two reasons of Rashi and the Ran explain everything in the Shulchan Aruch, but this case over here of Beitzas, Safek, Trefa, Shenonda, Beyomtov, this may or may not be a case in the Shulchan Aruch. This is Rav Moshe Lavuv's understanding of Sif Beis, but it's not the Tzemach Tzedek's understanding of Sif Beis. Here we would have a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran, whether it would be Davar Sheish L'Matirim or not. Okay, yes? He would say even in Vade Trefa. Even Vade Trefa. Even Vade Trefa. In other words, because it's irrelevant. It's, in other words, forget about the problem of Trefa. On the level of Mukta, it's a Davar Sheish L'Matirim. And the halacha is that, let's say something is also for two reasons. Why now be somech on all sorts of hachra'ot to make both isurim mutter? Let's wait till Motzei Shabbos. We get down to one isur. Let's get it down to one isur rather than use a hachra on the level of two isurim. That the echshelo yed hachra wouldn't help in terms of the other isur. So let's wait till Motzei Shabbos. At least get one thing out of the way and then deal with the problem of treifa. Yeah. That's a good question. You're saying that if we don't learn like the like Rav Moshe Lavuv, how are we going to learn this if? How are we going to learn this if? It's a good question. I don't have an alternate explanation for this if, but that doesn't take away from the fact that we have over here a machlokas, how to learn. Okay, let's see Sif Gimel. Kli sheneesar biblias isur. Shenes arev ba'acherim. This is a classic question that I'm asked all the time. Someone says, I have a knife that I trafed up. I put it aside. I came back to the kitchen and someone put it into the drawer. I have no idea which knife it is. Right? You went away for Shabbos. Someone made order in your kitchen, put all the spoons together. And there were tray spoons and there were non-tray spoons, and now they're all together. So the question is, how do we deal with the situation? L'cha'ora, we have over here a situation of Isur beheter, Yavesh beYavesh, Min beMino. It should be Batal Barov. Right? Someone did you a favor and they put the knife back in. Now it's Batal Barov. But the problem is, do we view that knife as a Dover Sheish L'Matirim? Because it lent itself to Hagala. You could have been magil the knife, and then it would be mutter. So it says the Mechaber, Kli sheneesar bibliyas isur shnesarev ba'acherim ve'no nikar batel verov. Ve'ein donenos ha'kadabar sheish lematirim. Aye, why not? Isn't this an isur shebiyado lahavi without any big deal? Just take a pot of water, boil it up, and toss a knife in, and it'll become mutter. So isn't this a davar sheish lematirim? So the Ramah over here is not coming to be cholik on the Mechaber, but rather to explain the Mechaber. That the Mechaber may not be that understandable without my explanation. The Ramah over here is completing the Mechaber. This all, the Mechaber and the Ramah, is one tshuva of the Rashba. Actually, it's not a tshuva of the Rashba, it's a Rashba in the Torah Sabayis. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayis says that Hag'ala is not something which is matir biyado la'asosa below hefseid. There's hefseid. You have to heat up water, that's gas, that's electricity, that's firewood, however you heat up the water. It's time. Time is money, right? So you have your time and you have the expenses of the raw materials. That's not something which is osid lovo al kol panim. Neder, you go to three talmidech, you have three friends in the Beis Medrash, tap them on the shoulder, say, would you mind being matir my neder? You tell them the neder, they say, mutalacha, mutalacha, mutalacha. They go back to learning, you go back, there was no expenses, there was no time, lehefach, they were happy to do a mitzvah, and everyone is happy. So a neder, that's osid lavo, I'll call panim. But over here, this is not osid lavo, I'll call panim, there's a hefseh. That's what over here the Mechaber and the Ramah agree to. Here we have two issues. One issue is this called an expense? I mean, like, how much of an expense really is this? I mean, what are we talking about? How long does it take to be magil a knife? It takes no longer than to boil up an egg. And no one would view the time you spend boiling up an egg as a tremendous hefseg zman, and etc. That's asked by the Shach over here, because he brings in a Gemara in Hazahav and in the Darim. He says, V'hamaril b'tshuva, Siman kuf samach dalet, cholek gamken aharashba, de hahotzah lehagilo hefseg muadhu. What's our criteria? That it points out, Maiser Sheni is considered to be Dover Sheesh Lamatirim. Why is Maiser Sheni Dover Sheesh Lamatirim? You live in Haifa. You have the Maiser Sheni. Why is it Dover Sheesh Lamatirim? Ayadei Ha'ola Yerushalayim. Because you can take this to Yerushalayim and eat it there. To take a taxi from Haifa to Yerushalayim, or even a bus, that's, you know, you're talking about 2 hours of your time each direction, and there's a bus fare. That's not considered to be Hotzos. So if that's not hotzos, then heating up water to be magil a knife is hotzos? I mean, it's very, very strange. So this question was dealt with by... There are a number of chilukim. The chiluk that was given by the Rav... The chiluk that was given by the Rav is that there's a difference between the process of being matir maiser sheni and the process of haga'ala. Being matir maiser sheni is a process of turning an iser into a heter. Namely, that same fruit, which outside of Yerushalayim can't be eaten, inside of Yerushalayim is a mitzvah to eat. So by bringing the fruit to Yerushalayim, you are turning the iser into a heter. There we say that expense is irrelevant. Masha'en kein, in the world of Haga'ola, you're not turning an iser into a heter, you're being maflit the iser. You're taking the iser, moving it from the pot into the water, and then tossing it down the drain. You're removing the iser. You are not changing the iser into heter. And so in the process of removing an iser, over there we say that expense, even a relatively small expense, is considered to be a factor in terms of it not being a davar sheish lamatirim. Namely, the classic davar sheish lamatirim is being matir an iser. When you're being matir and iser, that their expense is not a factor. When you're not being matir and iser, but simply you have a way of removing the iser, so if that can be done without expense at all, why not? But if by removing the iser you're involved in expenses, that's not called a davar sheish lamatirim. The question is whether that chiluk is relevant. I mean, that there is a chiluk, we understand. Whether it's relevant to the question of hotzos or not, that's a very good question. But in any case, that's one issue over here that we have with the Mechaber and the Ramah. A second issue which is raised is, why did the Rashba give such a... that's one issue. Okay, sorry. Another issue is raised by the Ra'ah. Yeah, the second issue is raised by the Ra'ah that the Mechaber says that because there are expenses over here, therefore this Easter will be batal b'rov. We don't call it a davar sheish lamatirim, it'll be batal b'rov. The Ra'ah asks on the Rashba, how can you say that this will be batal b'rov? So the moment that you're magil this knife, the Easter can be, the Easter is separated from the knife. If the Easter can be separated from the knife and then poured down the drain, that's called an Easter hanikar. You know, that Easter is recognizable. It has its own identity. And we have a rule, there's no din of bitul when you have an Easter hanikar. In other words, if I have 3 pieces of meat on the table, 2 of them are green and 1 of them is red, and I know the red one is usur, I don't say batal barov. We can't be mevatal barov an Easter which is nikar. Over here, how can I be mevatel this knife and the other knives? So, it's an Easter hanikar. If I magil this knife, the Easter will come out. If the Easter can be separated from the heter, so how can I have a din of bitul? Let me just separate the Easter. This goes back to what we discussed, if you recall, by taking the fatty soup, putting it in the refrigerator so that the fat floats to the top. Is that called Nikar Ha'iser? Can that be called Nikar Ha'iser? What if you could centrifuge something? Would that be called Nikar Ha'iser? So over here also, the fact that you could put something through a process of Hag'olah, is that called Nikar Ha'iser? Okay, you know, it's that the Iser currently is not Nikar, but if I put it through a certain process, it'll be turned into Nikar. Anyway, that's what the Ra'or raises on the... that's what the Ra'or raises, the Shachkotz Ra'or is raising on the Rashba. Because of these questions, the question of the Mahariel, the question of the Ra'or, it's not so clear that we can paskin like this Rashba L'chatchila. The Taz quotes the Taz gives an Eitza, not to be somech on this din of Bitul, but to be machshir all your knives. Be machshir all your knives. He gives us an Eitza Tova, because he says, let's assume that you're going to use Bitul. So you have over here Bitul of Yavesh B'Yavesh. If you have Bitul of Yavesh B'Yavesh, the Cholza, we can't use all of them together. We discussed this in our Hakdama. What is the process of Bitul Yavesh B'Yavesh? Is it Iser Nefach Yos Heter? Is it Holech Acharov? You can't use all of them together. And maybe you're going to have a Suda, you're going to use all these knives together, so it's better to be Machshir everything, not to be Somech on the Din of Bitul. That's what the Taz quotes. The Shach quotes a Chumrah of the Bach to throw away one of the knives. Throw away one of the knives. Because somewhere in here do we have an Iser. So don't, even if you have a Din of Bitul, you should throw away one of the knives. The Aruch HaShulchan says, be Machshir one of the knives. Take any knife at random and be machshir it, that at least we showed that that we're not so happy with this concept of Erev Bitul. So the din itself is a din which the Mechaber and the Ramah agree, but the Achronim point out that it shouldn't be used l'chatchila. If there is a possibility of at least being machshir one of the knives, even if it's not the knife that we know that's usur, one should take that option or be machshir all the knives, not to be somach on it so much. Yes?
Isn't being machshir one and throwing it away just being somach on the bittul? You're just avoiding the Taz's problem of using them all at the same time?
Yeah.
Still being
somach on the bittul, but you know, even being somach on the bittul doesn't mean that we don't have to do something. I forgot to mention a nafgamina. The Rav, if you recall, made a nafgamina between Meiser Sheni and Hag'ola. What if we were to have the following situation, which I was already asked? Someone went ahead and they had knives in their drawer, but as happens in homes, slowly the knives get thrown into the garbage, and they were down to 8 knives out of a set of 12. So they went ahead and bought 4 knives, planning to be matbil them. And before they had a chance to be matbil them, someone put them into the drawer. And now they can't tell which are the 4 new knives and which are the 8 old knives. So the question is, can we use over here the rule of being magil is davar sheyesh bo hefseid, and therefore it could be samach on rov by being tovel one knife, by being tovel, you know, or it's with, or do we say that this is a davar sheish lematirim, and we have to be tovel all the knives because this is similar to meiser sheni? Now, should this be similar to meiser sheni, or should this be similar to the knife which is boleya iser?
This is like
meiser sheni. According to the Rav's chiluk, this is like meiser sheni, that by tovel being tovel a knife, we turn it from a knife that can't be used to a knife that can be used. It's a process similar to taking Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. That it's not a question like Hag'ola where you're simply removing an Iser. What you are doing is you're being matir the knife. And according to the Rav, when you're being matir the knife, then expenses are irrelevant. If expenses are irrelevant, then we have over here a Davish Yeshua Matirim. Davish Yeshua Matirim, Afilu Be'elaf Lobatel. And so you'd have to now be tovel all the knives. Okay? Okay, that's in terms of dealing with the Machaber as we have. The Taz points out maybe we have other reasons for the psak of the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber and the Ramah paskin, this is not a davar sheish lamatirim. The Taz says, why that it's not a davar sheish lamatirim? Because there are expenses involved. That concept of expenses is a problematic criteria. But maybe we have other reasons why this is not a davar sheish lamatirim. One is a rule that we know b'chol haTorah kula, ein ha-ne'esar yochol le'esar yoser min ha-oser. That when you have an Iser which is derived from a source, the derivation, the tolda, shouldn't be more chomer than the source. Here what happened, this knife was bolea nevela, and then it fell into the drawer of the other knives. So nevela is not a davar sheish lamatirim. So this knife should be no worse than the nevela. If the nevela is not a davar sheish lamatirim, the knife should not be a davar sheish lamatirim. Ein ha-ne'esar yochol le'esar yoser min ha-oser. That's the question that the Taz raises. And the Taz rejects that line of reasoning, because that line of reasoning of Ein ha-ne'esar yochol le'esar yoser min ha-oser is also an arbitrary rule that Chazal set up. And the concept of davar sheish lamatirim is, don't use arbitrary rules if we have an alternative. This is like Rashi. Don't use arbitrary rules if we have an alternative. So in Achanami, we could use that rule, but the whole din of davar sheish lamatirim is, don't use rules if we have an easy alternative. And Hagala, in other words, without the reasoning of the Ramah, the Chora is an easy alternative. That's why you have to come on to the reasoning of the Ramah. That's one point. Then the Taz quotes a Maharshal that maybe a knife that was Balea Iser in a drawer of knives is not a davar sheish lamatirim, because davar sheish lamatirim is only for something which is automatic. Mukta is davar sheish lamatirim. Motze Shabbos comes, automatically we have a heter. What else? Chametz on Pesach is davar sheish lamatirim. There's a matir in the picture. Ma'ashein kein over here, hag'ala, this is a process that you have to go through. And the moment that you can choose through the process or not, it's not something which is built into time, maybe it's not a davar sheish lamatirim. So over here, both the Taz and the Shach point out, we don't pass him that way. We say, Ya davar sheish lamatirim is something where hamatir osid lovo al kol panim, or if it's biyado la'asoso. Nidorim, we call a davar sheish lamatirim. It's biyado la'asoso. Davar sheish lamatirim doesn't have to be automatic. As long as you have the power of doing it below hefsir. So the bottom line is that if there's going to be a heter over here, if we're going to have a way of getting around davar sheish lamatirim, it's not going to be the rule of ein ha-ne'esar. It's not going to be the fact that it's not osid lovo al kol panim. It's going to have to come about via the concept of hefsed. And then we have to deal with the question from Ma'aser Sheni and come to some sort of a chiluk. And again, even if we're going to use the concept of bitul, we have to realize the concept of bitul is not that now you can just go ahead and use all your knives without a problem. You may have to be machshir all your knives. You may have to, in any case, throw away a knife, be machshir one knife, etc. Okay, let's see Sif Dalad. We'll just read the Mechaber and the Ramah will hold off for next time. Yesh mi she'omer delo shayach dover sheyesh lamatirim heicha she'ma'achal mitkalkel. This concept over here of heicha she'ma'achal mitkalkel, this l'chora is simply an example of Sif Gimel. That's what the Gra points out. The Gra over here, Sif Katan Yud, example of Sif Beis. Kanal b'Sif Beis, that we said that davar sheish lamatirim is not in a situation where there's hefsed. If heicha she'ma'achal mitkalkel, and if you're going to hold this piece of food that was born on Yontif, to motzei Yontif, it's going to be mitkalkel, you don't have a refrigerator, then we don't call that davar sheish lamatirim, because that's already... there's a hefsed involved. If there's a hefsed involved, then Chazal gave you the right to use the rule of Achrevim Lahatos, or according to the Ran, Chazal didn't view this as a case of quasi-heter, because there's a hefsed involved, and so you're allowed to use the principle of bitul. Okay, we'll stop at this point. In terms of the next year, Mitzvah Hashem will be, and with next year, Bli Neder will finish Siman Kuf Beis, and hopefully begin Siman Kuf Gimel, will be on Monday at 2. And on Monday is already Chanukah. We'll be davening Mincha, we wrote downstairs, not a quarter to 3, but a quarter to 2. And so the shiur will be from 2 to about 3:15, 3:30, right, on Monday. Okay? There's that. Elon, excuse me. give me 5 minutes, okay? Just one point I wanted to make. I forgot. I just noticed here. I brought a Mishnah Brura. In Hilchos Yom Tov, in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, Tav Kuf Yud Gimel. In Hilchos Yom Tov, over there deals with. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll deal with it next time. It's too long. I'll start off with it next time. I told you I'm 5 minutes on it with him, and then. Right, Arya, all right, and then I'm with you.
Okay.
The Bach will come to later on week when we cut the Siman Kuftet. What do you do with the Yavesh when you have Yitzhu Baro? I mean, the Bach over there is the one who says if it's Batal Baro, you have to throw away one. In this context, Yerach HaShulchan gives an Ezer, which I think fits better into the context.
Yeah. And you understand it now? You can fit the head up.